You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The City Council in Wisconsin Rapids voted to continue adding fluoride to the city's water supply. The Common Council held their regular meeting last night. The big agenda item that brought people to the meeting was a proposed ordinance to ban adding fluoride to the water. Alderperson Jake Catanaugh brought the ordinance to the Legislative Committee earlier this month. During discussion, Alderperson Veneman said he's against the government adding chemicals to anything he consumes without his consent, but he also said people in his district feel differently.
I am a true believer in representative democracy, and I represent a constituency that does not share my views on fluoride by an enormous margin.
Alderperson Justin Pluis said they should be focusing on bringing jobs and industry to the community.
Instead, we are debating whether or not to remove a longstanding, scientifically supported public health measure because of a handful of debunked studies and internet conspiracy theories.
Alderperson Jay Catanaugh pushed back against the comments, stating a federal study and a California court case.
This is not out of left field or some type of crazy thing. This trial in the Northern District of California went through 7 years of litigation and had a two-week trial. So this is not just coming from some internet theory.
During the time allowed for public comment, citizens pointed out several instances in the study that would not apply to Wisconsin Rapids. Studies that showed negative effects to children's IQ included higher levels of fluoridation than are added to water in the U.S. Many of these studies took place with children in other parts of the world, such as China and India. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist made a motion to create a new ordinance to replace the current resolution from the 1950s. The new ordinance would direct that fluoride be added to the city's water supply at recommended state and federal levels. That motion passed 6 ayes to 2 nays. In election results, the statewide race for superintendent of public instruction, incumbent Jill Underley will face off against conservative-backed Brittany Kinzer. Locally in Port Edwards, incumbent Betsy Mansell will face Matthew Fletcher on the ballot in April. Matthew Fletcher received 2 more votes than the third candidate, Eric Saylor. In the town of Rome, Carl Hasdahl will face Philip McLaughlin for board chairperson. For the 2 open seats for Town of Rome board supervisor, Vito Giardino took the most votes, followed by Mark Samuelstead and Tim Rippon. Daniel Mittner and Jackie Cole received the least votes. In Marshfield, Charles Norton is eliminated from the race for school board. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council voted to allow ATV-UTV use on County Highway Z only. During the council meeting on Tuesday, several alderpersons cited the resounding vote from citizens in November saying they didn't want ATVs and UTVs on city streets. Alderperson Palmquist argued that the ordinance was unnecessary and would only add confusion to that area. However, the motion passed 5 ayes to 3 nays. There's a Red Cross blood drive at McMillan Memorial Library on Thursday, February 20th from 10 to 3. You can save up to 3 lives by donating blood. You can register at redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or just stop in and see if there's any openings to donate. The City of Nakusa offices will be closed starting this Friday through the following Tuesday. That's February 21st through the 25th. They will reopen for normal business hours on Wednesday, February 26th. There's a community open house in the town of Rome today. It will be at the municipal complex from 5 to 7 p.m., It's located at 1156 Alpine Drive, Nakusa. Refreshments will be provided. Bring your ideas and come share your thoughts about the future of the Town of Rome Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Slenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news, The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. The SNL 50th anniversary episode Sunday night was a ratings winner for NBC. The broadcast drew almost 15 million viewers between network TV and Peacock. Deadline.com reports that the network says it was their most watched primetime entertainment since the 2020 Golden Globe Awards. Even the red carpet show that aired an hour before the broadcast drew over 6 million viewers between NBC, Peacock, and E! Entertainment. Speaking of SNL, the event was one of the most star-studded specials in recent memory. But there were some notable no-shows, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. With Aykroyd, his agent told the show's producers months ago he would not be attending. The actor did post on social media praising the show. Bill Hader sent his invitation with a decline and no further details, and Dana Carvey has not even mentioned the show on any social media platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Gradually pulling out of the deep freeze here this week, starting today, increasing clouds, a high of 14. Wind chills, though, still between 15 below and 25 below, especially in the morning. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday, a high of 23. Right now, it's 9 below.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.